Amnesty International's Israel branch rejects genocide claim, accuses org of bias. By Joel B. Polak on December 5, 2024. Amnesty International, the global human rights organization, accused Israel of genocide in a report Thursday. But the Israeli branch of the group disagreed, saying it was never consulted and accusing the main organization of bias. Amnesty International has long been considered anti-Israel and lived down to that reputation, blaring on the organization's website, "Israel is committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza." The report says that during its military offensive launched in the wake of the deadly Hamas-led attacks in southern Israel on October 7, 2023, Israel has unleashed hell and destruction on Palestinians in Gaza brazenly, continuously and with total impunity. But the organization's own branch in Israel, while critical of the war effort, said Thursday that Israel is not committing genocide, and pointed out that the Palestinian terror group Hamas, in fact, had begun the war with genocidal intent. It added that Amnesty International had never consulted its local members about its inquiry, which appeared to have been conducted to reach a predetermined conclusion, unlike investigations elsewhere in the world. The Times of Israel reported. The Israeli branch of the international rights group says in a statement that it was not involved in the research, funding, or writing of the report released today, and that it does not accept the claim that genocide has been proven to be taking place in the Gaza Strip and does not accept the operative findings of the report. In a separate statement obtained by the Haaretz newspaper, several members of Amnesty Israel and Jewish members of Amnesty International go one step further and accuse the report of producing an artificial analysis of the situation in the Gaza Strip, accusing the report of having been motivated by a desire to support a popular narrative among Amnesty International's target audience. The joint statement calls for the organization to critically reconsider the working procedures and methodologies that led to the publication of this flawed report. Critics also noted that Amnesty International had redefined genocide to make it fit Israel's war against Hamas. Amnesty International literally redefined the legal term of genocide to suit their accusation, stripping the term of its actual meaning in the process. The craziest part? They admit this in their report, correctly assuming that most people won't read all the way to p. 101. Mark Goldfeder, at Mark Goldfeder, December 5, 2024. How does Amnesty get around this inconvenient fact? They don't. Take a look at p. 101, pic.twitter.com/8mmyxlon6c. Mark Goldfeder, at Mark Goldfeder, December 5, 2024. Several nations, led by South Africa, have accused Israel of genocide at the International Court of Justice, which has declined to agree thus far but has required Israel to submit reports on its compliance with international treaties. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.